Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting and roles for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
You could be in Dallas, Texas. You could be in Boulder, Colorado. You be in California, IA. You could be in New York with our producer for tonight, this evening, this afternoon, today, Evan Harkin. Wherever you are, thank you for being here. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've talked about Michael Parsons being traded from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers. We talked about controversy. We talked about college football. We had a great guest on in Trey Wallace from Outkick and Fox to talk about all things college football. If you missed us in the first hour, where were you? You at work? You were fishing? You were working? You had to get out the car? Next door neighbor wouldn't shut up? Your family's not leaving you alone? Well, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and tune in. And then you can come back live. Thank you to everybody listening on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, yell at your Google. Yell at your Alexa. Yell at your Siri. Yell at your whatever it is. You yell at a human being, a lot of times you can get in trouble. So yell at the machine. The machines don't get you. Not yet. One day they will, but not today. Okay? We got more to get into. We got NBA player, Houston Rocket, Josh Okogie. He's going to come through and join us next hour. Man, we got a change in the NBA. We got a trade in the NBA. How about that? Doris Burke traded from the lead announce position on ABC, ESPN. She's been replaced by Tim Legler. You got to wait a while for that one to come, but she's been demoted. Well, that stinks. It's terrible. Hey, we got Charlie Eccleshare, who's going to join us, covers all things tennis for The Athletic. You know, right before we went to break, we talked about all the controversy in the world of sports. And you know, people say controversy sells. You got to be mean. You got to be nasty. You got to shake things up. People love a good story. Got to have a good guy, a bad guy. Got to have a protagonist, an antagonist. You got to shake things up and spray it around. You got to get things messy in order for people to be interested. We talked about Micah, and I'm looking at the graphic now on television. Micah Parsons with that G behind him is just, man. Evan, that's going to take some getting used to. Like, the Dallas Cowboys logo and the star is so iconic. And so is the Green Bay Packers, their logo with the G. And I shout outs to my folks down the road in Athens. But those are so iconic. It's just, they're so different from each other. So it's going to take some getting used to see Micah Parsons in that jersey.
I wonder if he's going to wear 11, too. If I'm not mistaken, I think Jaden Reed wears 11. I think they have an 11, so I wonder if he'll be in a different number, too. But it'll definitely be weird seeing him in green.
You mean to tell me that the guy who's now making $188 million, $62 million this upcoming season, $47 million on an average basis, he won't just write him a check and say, move out the way?
Yeah, he might not even have to write him a check. It might just be a, hey, give me that number on Micah Parsons right. Thing.
Yeah, and Jaden, he just got there. How long has he been in the league? A year, 2 years, he just got there.
Yeah, he's definitely on his rookie contract.
Yeah, Micah may be like, listen, bro, just shut up. You know better. Hey, make an all-pro team, and then maybe next year I'll write you a check, if you're even still on the team. Anyway, the phone lines are open if you want to give a holler. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Micah Parsons traded from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers for two first-round picks. Jerry Jones proves nothing more than he is a major clown. Like, we knew he was a clown. And maybe he was slightly a big old clown. Now he's graduated to being a major clown. A man does not know how to get out of his own way. Major controversy. Think about all the stars that he's had through the building. The Emmitt Smiths, the Troy Aikmans, the Jimmy Johnsons. Like, there's always an issue with Jerry. Always. You got to mix things up. Well, sometimes you mix things up too much that they combust and you end up with a mess on your face, okay? It's like somebody tinkering with a bomb and trying to make something in the kitchen. And you don't know what the hell you're doing. You hit the wrong thing and then poof. All you left with is a mess. Man, my brother hit me today. He's just like, man, here we go again. Dallas Cowboys. Just got rid of our best defender. We got injuries all over the defense. Now you're going to ask Dak Prescott, who's already been running around with bad legs the past few seasons. First, last year, his thigh rips apart. A couple of seasons before that, his ankle is ripping apart. And people are supposed to think the Dallas Cowboys are going to do something this year. They're going to be a joke. The clown. 888-710-4ISN, man. This is just always something. And this seems like so far ago, so long ago. Remember when there was like conversations of Jerry Jones maybe trying to bring Deion on? Deion Sanders and Jerry Jones having a conversation about the head coach opening after Mike McCarthy's contract expired. Man, it's hilarious. Brian Schottenheimer talking to the media a couple days ago, and he's just like, oh, yeah, I expect Micah to be available for week one. Of course, he's going to need a little bit of a ramp up. Now, I don't expect him to go out there and play, you know, every single play. He's going to have to get warmed up and ramped up. And now you blink. Michael Parsons is gone. That's it. How would this situation have played out if Deion was the coach? Maybe Deion did the right damn thing. The poor man had to deal with cancer in the offseason. God bless him for beating it. And now he's back at Colorado. And we had this conversation last hour with Trey Wallace. Deion is in action tomorrow night as the Colorado Buffaloes get ready to take on Georgia Tech. Real interested to see what Caden Salter does out there in his first game playing for the Colorado Buffaloes. Shout outs to Georgia Tech. They're literally like two blocks from me. The whole damn campus they have over there. It's going to be a fun game. It's going to be interesting to see what Colorado does this year. We just had this chat last hour with Trey Wallace, and Trey basically said, don't be surprised if the Buffaloes go out there and win themselves about eight games. And I'm like, okay, all right. They're going to have some close. They're going to have some far away. We'll see what happens. And Deion Sanders has been a little bit on a roll, but he doesn't feel his team has been on one. He told ESPN, he says, listen, the way that we've been practicing out here, oh, we going to get smashed by Georgia Tech. Maybe he's trying to motivate his guys. Listen to this.
If you perform like you performed in that scrimmage, they're going to eat you alive. You might as well disconnect your social media. You got 12 days to get this thing together. 12 darn days to perfect our craft. And some of y'all still trick-or-treat. Got on a costume. It ain't even Halloween.
What a nice way to say your players are acting like clowns. I like that. Nice motivating tactic. Now, if I were Deion Sanders, I know he has Warren Sapp on staff. If I were Deion, I'd just send Warren Sapp into the room. You know, just let Warren Sapp give the motivational speech. Them guys might be in there, I don't know, relieving themselves involuntarily if Warren kind of goes in there and gets nuts. This is going to be a close one. I think this is going to be a close one. I'm going to give Colorado the edge for being at home. That's it. That's the only reason. This is a close one. I don't expect nothing out of Georgia Tech. You know how many times I've seen these Yellow Jackets out here? I don't trust them to do anything. Not a damn thing. And maybe by the time they get into the second quarter, maybe they'll be feeling a little bit of the Colorado high. Maybe they'll be feeling rather elevated. Because in an unwarranted and unasked, I'm making up my own words here. But unprompted, Deion Sanders was asked about, you know, coaching in Colorado and being in town and the atmosphere that you can expect in Boulder. And I got to tell you, I've been to Boulder one time. Loved it. Love walking around, love the scenery, love the campus. This was right before Deion got there. I haven't been there since. I love it. Deion was asked by a local news reporter, hey, how do you like the stadium? What has surprised you the most? And let's say Deion was reminded it is the Mile High City.
Thank God for the fans. I think we sold out once again. I didn't see a seat available. And I don't know what that smell that I smell every week that goes on in the second quarter. But I see a lot of people up there smiling, so I don't know what it is.
Evan, what's he smelling?
I don't know. He says there's people smiling. You know, I don't know what it would be. Maybe they're happy about the game.
Oh, possibly. Is nothing tree related. Nothing like that, right?
No. Happy about the upcoming season. Maybe happy about Warren Sapp.
Yeah, maybe Warren. I think Warren. Doesn't Warren Sapp partake in of the trees? I think he does.
The last name Sapp would suggest so, but.
Oh, yeah, right. You're right about that. Let's see. If I search, I don't know if this is a good idea. If I search Warren Sapp's name next to this. Oh, yep. I knew it. Warren Sapp on Club Shay Shay. What a shock. Warren Sapp on smoking weed before the NFL combine. Warren Sapp on hanging out with G-Unit smoking weed. Warren Sapp reveals the reason he tested positive for pot. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Yep. 1995. Warren Sapp tests positive for marijuana. Yeah. See, sometimes my memory it works pretty well, Evan. I remember that one.
Yeah, no, I wasn't around then. I actually did not know he was linked to that, but I just figured last name Sapp, he must be.
It might be. I think some of his behavior over the past, I don't know, like I said, 30 years. You put that guy in a room to motivate the kids, the student athletes, dare I say, things are going to turn out different. So, yeah, we talked about a lot of the games that are coming up this weekend. Obviously, people are looking forward to Texas, Ohio State. I want to see what my folks down in Louisiana. Man, this sucks so bad. I love Baton Rouge. I do. Shout outs to Chimes. I love the stadium. I love the campus. I love the people there. I love the school. I love the students. I haven't been in about a year. I'm due. Damn it. I may have to hop on a flight or drive down there real soon. Love Louisiana. I want to see the Tigers turn things around. The only thing I can't stand, I say it all the time, and I stop by and visit, is that damn Tiger they got right outside the stadium. They say that Mike lives a good life. I don't know if living in solitary confinement in the middle of Louisiana or southern Louisiana is the best thing in the world, but I digress. I want to see LSU and Clemson. That's going to be fun. It'll be tons of fun. And then we got Deion tomorrow taking on Tech. And Deion is out here just trying to make sure everybody gets paid. He even spoke to the Associated Press. Deion Sanders said, you know what we should probably do? Start giving away more money, paying bonuses to the players who make the playoffs and start winning in the playoffs. And he's like, maybe things will be more equal. I'm like, man, do we need to be paying people more money? Do we? I'm here for anybody making money. If you can make money, then God bless you. Go out there and get it. But don't we need some more bumpers in college athletics first? Don't we need some more rules before we just start handing money over to everybody? I think that's where we need to go. I mean, damn it. I mentioned this yesterday at the end of the show. Even Arch Manning, yesterday it was revealed that he has a new NIL deal. We also learned, courtesy of On3.com, that Arch Manning, he's making more money than any athlete in college football. On3 says he's making about $7 million this year in NIL. Carson Beck, now in Miami, driving these fancy cars with the Hurricanes, is making $4 million. Jeremiah Smith, the guy might as well be 10 years old, busting ass at wide receiver for The Ohio State University. He's getting $4 million. Garrett Nussmeier, LSU, 3.7. Lenora Sellers, South Carolina, 3.7. DJ Lagway with the Gators, 3.7. Klubnik, 3.4. Hey, these guys are making money. Let them make some more. But do we got to start giving them more money in the playoffs as a bonus? I think not. They're doing too much. Yeah, I told you about Arch Manning's new commercial? This guy got a commercial for having four eyes. Warby Parker, the glasses company, is sponsoring Arch Manning. You can't make this up. Listen to this.
People said I didn't look like your average football player. He had more of an accountant look, but I saw the field differently. And when I started wearing Warby Parker glasses in middle school, it all just clicked. All of a sudden, he's reading playbooks on the bus. Having good vision changed my life. There was also a great mentor. I think it was the glasses.
Yeah, maybe.
Man, next thing you know, we're going to find out that Arch Manning, he eats Cheerios for breakfast. Boom. New NIL deal. That he rinses his mouth with Listerine. Boom. Listerine deal. That's how the Mannings work. Yeah, good luck to Arch Manning. Can't wait to see what he does on Saturday. And Dion, just work, coach your team. And stop trying to give people more money. Try to get your son some money. Do that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. Of course, we're going to talk more football, more NFL, more Cowboys, more Packers. But when we come back on the other side, I told you about controversy, not just in the NFL, not just in college football. Damn it, we got controversy on the tennis court. We got Charlie Eccleshare, who's going to join us, who covers all things tennis for The Athletic. Let's talk to Charlie. Let's talk to you. Let's talk more football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. A lot of football talk, NFL talk. Michael Parsons, now a member of the Green Bay Packers. College football talk. Arch Manning is getting all the money before he even plays his first meaningful game against Ohio State. He has a glasses sponsorship, of all things. He signed up and connected with Warby Parker. Deion Sanders is getting ready to play his first game tomorrow, coach's first game. Without his sons out there on the field with him, he gets ready to host Georgia Tech out in Boulder, Colorado. It is a lot of football going on. We even talked some tennis last hour about the controversy. Controversy sells. We know about Taylor Townsend and Ostapenko. That was busy. Controversy for months with Micah and Jerry Jones. Just wild all over the place. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we're getting ready to track down a Charlie Eccleshare. We'll see where he is, but let's go ahead and hit the phone lines before we do that. 888-710-4ISN. We got David. David is calling from Dallas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, David.
Hey, JR. I just want to say good riddance to Parsons. We don't need that boy. If you can't honor your word as a man with Jerry Jones, they had a handshake agreement. You can't honor it. You're nothing but a boy. We don't need him. We'll be better off.
Thank you, David, for calling from Dallas. You know what I will take umbrage with is calling a grown man a boy, which I find to be very, very disrespectful. And so, David, I encourage you to go ahead and keep that elsewhere. What I'll also say is we don't know the details and the particulars of any agreement. At this point, it's Jerry Jones' word versus the word of Michael Parsons. But what we can do is look at the realities of how the NFL typically works. Players are allowed representation when it comes down to their contracts, when it comes down to the agreements. I mean, damn it, that's why there's an entire union, the NFL Players Association, which helps govern such things. Players are allowed representation. So when it comes down to his word versus my word, I would say 99.9% of deals in the NFL are handled by agents. I mean, there was a famous case of this that wasn't handled by an agent a few years ago. There were people looking at Lamar Jackson with the Baltimore Ravens, and people questioned his intelligence when it came down to negotiating his contract by himself with his mom and a lawyer and the association and not having an agent. The players are allowed to have an agent. We have no idea what took place between Jerry Jones and Michael Parsons. Michael Parsons says he was asked to do one thing. He was entering into a conversation about leadership. Jerry Jones says we had a handshake conversation. It's useless to do a back and forth as to what he said or he said. I wasn't there, and neither were you. But what I can do is look at the history of the league when it comes down to contracts being negotiated and that they've typically involved agents. And I can also take a look at the history of Jerry Jones. I can look at the words and listen to the words of Jerry Jones. I can take a look at the actions of Jerry Jones and know that he has been a complete jackass throughout the course of his history. And so to say that, oh, good riddance, or to say that, oh, we don't need that boy here. He's a boy. Go back on his word. Man, get your head out of the ass of Jerry Jones. Is he's paying your bills? Is Jerry keeping your lights on? You need more chapstick? Come on, this guy is a proven agitator. He's discussed being an agitator. He's publicly talked about controversy, being in the limelight, kind of making things uncomfortable for his players and his coaches. This is what we've gotten from Jerry Jones for years. This is a guy who had success with his best friend, my buddy from Arkansas. This is my buddy. And then he fires him. This is the same guy who just last week owns the most valuable franchise on planet Earth, the sport. I don't care if they're kicking a ball, throwing a ball, shooting a ball, hitting a ball, whatever. $15 billion for a sports organization. And the first thing that's out of his mouth is not so much about how he values winning. Oh, yeah, I value winning. I want to win. And spend all the money I need to ever spend all the money in the world to win. Man, this guy struck oil. He hit the jackpot. Just because you can strike oil and make money in a field doesn't mean that you're ultimately going to have success. People have been saying this for a very long time, 30 plus years now. When are you going to have the ultimate success? When are you going to win again? When are you going to do that again without Coach Johnson? It hasn't happened. We don't see it. And so we can keep on going on and say to ourselves, if Jimmy's not there, he ain't winning. And is Jimmy going to walk back in that door and coach? Hell no. Jimmy's just as old as him. Dallas Cowboys are cooked. Maybe they get lucky. Maybe they strike gold. Maybe they get rich. Maybe they get this Dallas Mavericks situation. It's like, oh, they traded away to one of the best defensive players, maybe the best defensive player in football, and then all of a sudden they strike gold with the draft picks. Maybe the draft picks help take them right to the Super Bowl. Sometimes you can't look a gift horse in the mouth. Sometimes you got to take advantage of what's in front of you. What about the fact that I'm sure there was. Who doesn't want financial security? How about the fact that they negotiated last year and came to no deal? Whose fault is that? Dallas Cowboys could have signed it for cheaper last year. So if anybody in this conversation is our boy, it's the 83-year-old. I don't know. Maybe he needs to be patted on the back. Maybe he needs to be burped. Maybe he needs a sandwich. I don't know. A bottle. Maybe he needs some warm milk. Anybody's a baby or a boy here. It's Jerry Jones, Billionaire Boys Club. I heard those guys, they act like a bunch of kids. I'm sure the Packers enjoy who's going to be walking through that door with them. And the Cowboys, are they appreciating what they're getting back? I'd venture to say probably not. No, probably not. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talk some college football. We talk some pro football. Talked about all this NIL money that these guys are making at this time. You know what? That's not the only trade that took place today. Yeah, some NBA moving. Hey, and speaking of egotistical owners, how about this? We've had Mark Cuban make some remarks about selling the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah, I guess this is all Dallas show today. Did Mark Cuban regret selling the Mavs? We saw what happened when he did. He sells the team, and Luka gets moved. We know Luka was not going anywhere if Mark Cuban was running the show. We'll hear from Mark Cuban on the other side of the break. And then Doris Burke, you want to talk about a trade? Yeah, the NBA is one of their lead analysts in the NBA Finals. She's right there with Mike Breen. Well, apparently ESPN ABC told her, getting the back of the line. She's been replaced by Tim Legler. We're going to talk about another Dallas team on the other side of the break, another old Dallas owner, and we got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, and right now it's time for a newsflash with Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, so fresh and so clean. Hey, listen. This portion of the show is sponsored by the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. It's going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Don't miss out. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and do it today. Today. Today's been a big day in the world of sports. Michael Parsons traded from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers in exchange for two first-round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. I know Packer fans, this got to feel like Christmas. I mean, just in this offseason, you end up with someone who you hope is a number one wide receiver in Matt Golden. You got Jordan Love. You hope he's happy. And then right before the start of the season, boom, you wake up and in the afternoon, you just go, damn it, we got Michael Parsons? What? The guy who gets 12 sacks plus every single season? The guy who is 26 years old? You can't make this stuff up. Michael Parsons' first game, Detroit, Sunday, Packers at home. They take on the Dallas Cowboys. Sunday night football, Sunday, September 28th. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. How do you feel about Michael Parsons being traded from the Cowboys to the Packers? Let's go to Dan in Wisconsin. Dan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, longtime Packer fan. I'm like 61. I remember when I remember where I was standing when we got Reggie White. And Parsons is the kind of, and what Reggie was he changed the game before the ball was even kicked. In other words, your offensive coordinator said, okay, here's where this guy is. Just, you know, they did with Reggie. And Reggie made below average players average players above average because of just, you know, you get the attention. So it's like it's third and three. Well, we know they're going to this side. And that's such an advantage.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah. Well, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you telling me about Reggie. What about Micah? Why'd you stop there?
Well, yeah. I remember Woodson. Woodson was older, but he still was that impact player.
You're talking about but Charles?
Still, you know, but a defensive back, you know, you can yeah, I guess he can take your best receiver out, but when you're talking about, you know, the in the trenches, you're talking about a person that can basically change the coach's mind on what he's going to play normally.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Parsons, man. That guy.
Well, you hit the jackpot. That's why I said earlier in the show, this is like a reverse Reggie White situation. So good luck to your team. Yeah. You got better today, Dan, okay?
Yes, we did.
All right. Shout outs to Dan. Thank you for calling from Wisconsin. Yeah, wow. You know, Wake, you heard it this morning, and I was like, here we go, more negotiating. Dallas Cowboys open to listening to offers for Micah Parsons. I was like, okay, they're really trying to push the button here. Like, they're really trying to push the button to get a contract done. No. They pushed the button to get him out the building. And now he's gone. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Damn it, I want to tell you this again. This portion of the show is sponsored by the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. It's going on now. Get deals so right it almost feels wrong. Don't miss out today. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Speaking of things that feels wrong, Micah being traded, that feels wrong. I did mention another trade to you before we went to break. Unfortunately for Doris Burke, the first woman broadcaster, announcer, NBA to do a lot of things. We just saw her call the NBA Finals alongside Richard Jefferson and Mike Breen. No longer. It's been reported by Andrew Marchand that Doris Burke is being replaced by former player Tim Legler. Now, I hear Tim. I've listened to Tim Legler on the radio. I've seen bits and pieces of Tim on television on ESPN. And I see him here or there, the clips online when he's doing First Take. I can't really say that Tim Legler has stood out to me when it comes down to calling a basketball game. And now he's going to be elevated into the number one team where he will call the finals alongside Mike Breen and Richard Jefferson. Richard Jefferson, his humor is not my cup of tea. It's not. It's, I don't know. Not my type of guy. I miss Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mark Jackson. ESPN, ABC screwed up a good thing when they had one. And then they decided to bring in Doc Rivers. Nobody ever listened to Doc Rivers. Who cares about Doc Rivers? Doc Rivers, and then he left to go coach, and it's become a revolving door. Sometimes you need to leave good enough alone. No more of these jokes from Doris Burke. I mean, she had a joke just from the Western Conference Finals. Wait, what is this joke? Evan, what is she joking about, Evan?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Well, let's listen to Doris Burke. Maybe this is the joke that got her booted. What is this?
But I know the French and German don't like one another. And Rudy says, bonjour, Mr. Hartenstein. Have a little bit of that left-handed dunk.
What are you trying to start here?
Oh, my God. She's making war jokes. Yeah, Evan, maybe that's one of the reasons that she got the boot. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that wasn't a good one by that any was, means. And then going with a different pitch on the bonjour just made it worse.
Yeah, she tried to go a little higher with an accent. Yeah. Like, just, and maybe she is being herself. I've never met Doris Burke. I don't know. I can't say whether she's a nice lady or not. I have no idea. I know her as a broadcaster. I have no feelings. None. Zero. I don't feel one way or the other about her. Like Reggie Miller, I make it very clear. I do not like listening to Reggie Miller. Can't stand listening to the dude. Don't like him. And then Tim Legler. I mean, what are we getting from this guy as a broadcaster? Let's listen to Tim Legler. This is from last year. Tim Legler actually said the Celtics, they should take Bronny James. They should have taken him in the draft to get in the Lakers. I mean, this sounds very vindictive. Is this the guy we got on a broadcast now? Listen to Tim Legler.
You know, yeah. Who picks 54th?
Who?
Boston. So I like movies. I like true crime, stuff like that. I'm just saying, 54th pick. We renewed a cold war between the Celtics and the Lakers. The Boston Celtics take Bronny James, and he sent a ransom note to the Lakers. We have your son. We have your son. If you want him back, it's going to take Austin Reeves. It's going to take whatever you want. What do you think?
Okay. All right, listen. Now, I found that to be more humorous than what we heard from Doris Burke. Of course, you hear these things, and it doesn't feel good. I feel kind of bad for her. Well, how could you not? She's sitting in the number one spot. She's calling the finals, and they go, all right, no, thank you. Job's not yours anymore. But if Tim Legler's going to be a jerk like that, oh, yeah, sign me up for it. I'm here for it. Let's see what Tim Legler does. 888. By the way, I still don't like Richard Jefferson. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Do my eyes deceive me? You got to be kidding me right now. Evan, I see Jerry Jones. I see him speaking. Is Jerry Jones, did he talk to the media in Dallas? Is he chatting with them now?
I have to check it out. Let me see. Where are you seeing it?
Oh, my goodness. I got one of these screens on here in the studio on CBS Sports HQ. And I guess maybe if this is not old footage, I think it's new. Maybe Jerry Jones is giving a state of the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know. Maybe this is old. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to go ahead and check this out. If Jerry Jones is saying anything new. Up, he is. Oh, my God. Jerry Jones is speaking to the media. Oh, man. When Jerry Jones finishes this up, please believe we're going to have some sound for you to hear this. I can already read you some of his quotes. Jerry Jones says, "We did think it was in the best interest of our organization. We gained a Pro Bowl player in an area that we had concerns in." He's referring to Kenny Clark. "The facts are, we need to stop the run. We haven't been able to stop the run for years." Oh, my goodness gracious. Those are some words just 2 minutes ago from Jerry Jones. And he is still talking at this moment. So I am very sure that any moment and any second, Jerry Jones is going to continue to put his foot in his damn mouth. When Jerry Jones concludes his press conference, we'll get a couple of the most poignant clips here for you on the Infinity Sports Network. I didn't know we'd get him talking immediately, but of course he's an attention freak, for lack of a better term. He needs all the attention on him. What a world. I'm sure he's going to be talking for an hour, so I don't know if we'll get clips, but we will try our best. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, even outside of Jerry Jones, and I said this, there's something going on in Dallas. There's something going on in the Metroplex. Because just what, yesterday, 2 days ago, Mark Cuban, who sold his majority stake in the Dallas Mavericks, sat down on the DLLS podcast. And Mark Cuban, knowing everything that took place with Luka Doncic and whatnot, he was asked if he regrets selling the team. Mark Cuban was asked, "Hey, would you still rather have the squad?" This is what Mark Cuban had to say about that.
"I don't regret selling the team. I regret how I did it. Would I still sell the team? Yes, for all the same reasons I've said 100 times. Would I do it the same way? Absolutely not. I would have put it out to bid."
He would have put the team out for bid. What does that mean? He wanted even more money? He doesn't appreciate what the team did? He wanted to vet it a little more? And he didn't provide any more insight about that as well. Why would you want to open up the bidding versus selling it to a private buyer? Mark Cuban did not provide any further information. Cuban, by the way, still owns about 27 to 28% of the Dallas Mavericks. He bought the team in the year 2000 for $285 million. He sold his share for $3.5 billion. So what you want, more money? You might recall when he sold the team, Mark Cuban was expected to still be in charge of basketball operations. And Patrick Dumont is the one who said, yeah, sure, let's trade Luka Doncic. Luka would have never moved. Much love to all the fans of the Dallas Cowboys. Much love to the fans of the Dallas Mavericks. At least they get a little bit of luck. They get a little bit of a consolation prize in Cooper Flagg. And we don't know what the hell he's going to turn into, by all account, a good NBA player. But we don't know if he's going to be awesome. Damn it, I'll tell you this much. What are the odds that he's Luka? What are the odds that he's good as Luka? Probably not high. He might be an all-star. He might be great. He might have a Hall of Fame career. What are the odds that he's as good as that dude? And who knows? Maybe he'll last longer, play better, lead to a championship. Maybe Luka never wins one. But Luka is a once-in-a-lifetime talent. They moved him. The Dallas Cowboys did the same thing today for Michael Parsons because Jerry Jones just said, man, we need to stop the run. Okay. All right. This man just went from the best cut of steak to the lowest end. He said, let's get our food out the trash from now on. No disrespect to Kenny Clark. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll get some more of your calls about this. 888-710-4ISN. Jerry Jones has spoken. Micah Parsons sent to the Green Bay Packers. I'll get some more of your calls. And we got Josh Okogie from the NBA coming up, Houston Rocket. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.